guess what? It's Christmas Day. Look. If y'all remember when we was kids, if everybody, just for a moment, remember when you was a child, and even if you are a child, because they forgot that stuff, Christmas morning was the most exciting thing there was, wasn't it? How many remember that? You just want to run downstairs and tear open those gifts. That was the day. It don't seem like Christmas is exciting no more. But how many remember back then? I mean, older folks, middle-aged folks, young folks. Whichever way you call yourself, I'm a young person. But if you want to be middle-aged, that's fine. You want to consider older, that's fine. But I'm going to stay young forever. How many going to stay young forever in here? Yeah. You young folks better hope that too. You better hope you can stay young forever, because it doesn't take very much to be this day to get pains in your body and just can barely move. And even at 19, 20, what it might be, 25, you know, this day and age, it be young and to feel young is really a blessing. Come on, take your seat. You know, I just want to share with you, though. I had a thought. God gave me a thought. He gave me an idea. And my thought process was that, you know, that he is no longer in the manger. And as I was, God was reviewing that, when we was talking about that, and I was having a relationship with God and talking back and forth with God, which idea he wanted to go, how he wanted me to bring this. And this morning, he kind of took me in a different direction and reminded me some things. Yesterday, I was reading news article, and this news article was talking about how many churches was not opening today. Yeah, it was talking about a great amount of churches were not opening, but then it brought this idea that churches that had 100 or more members was going to open, because if people didn't show up, they still had people. You get me? If they had 100 or more, they figured they could go ahead and open, because if somebody going to show up. But then it said that the churches that probably was not going to open was those that had 100 or less, because if they had 100 or less and people don't show up, then they're not going to have church, because nobody's there. So if nobody's going to be there, then they're not going to have church. But I'm telling you, God was telling me today that the reason that it is because there is no more big mama spirit. You know, we don't have that big mama spirit anymore. You know what I'm talking about? You know, on the big mama spirit, there was two important days where we went to church. We went to church on Easter, so the pastor could expect and believe that churches wasn't going to be packed on Easter. No. That doesn't happen today, because we don't have that big mama spirit anymore. And on Christmas, for sure, the churches. So on Easter and on Christmas, churches was going to be filled. Because Big Mama made sure that you got up in the morning, you got your breakfast, you got your church clothes on, and you was doing what? Going to church as a family. You know, these pastors who was close to the church were saying, okay, spend time at home with your family. No, you spend time in the house of God with your family. Because Big Mama made sure you was there. See, on Easter, Big Mama had you there, because Big Mama knew what it was. Jesus Christ, it was God the Father, who was our overcoming, that he rose again. And that we had what? Victory. See, Easter with the Son of God and our beginning, and God loving us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Big Mama lived on that hope. That I might not have all the food I want on my table, but I got Jesus. Things might not be going. Big Mama knew things might not be going the way I want them to go, but I got Jesus. That was the Big Mama spirit. That was Big Mama spirit. And she wanted the whole family to have that anointing, that protection, and that love in their life. But where are the Big Mamas today? They're home because it was cold today. Hallelujah. Somebody know what I'm talking about. See, my big mama spirit would have got you out in the snow if it had been 10 feet high. If you had, if no cars was moving, you better believe it. You would have been walking to church with big mama. Anybody remember big mama in your life? Has anybody had any big mamas that got the family together and you all was what? Sitting in the house of God. Because right now, Jesus is no longer in the manger. That's what folks of mine said, is that Jesus is no longer in the manger. But we got to realize, yes, Jesus is no longer in the manger. He is sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. But Jesus now is the manger, if you know what I'm understanding. Because, see, people don't understand. What was the manger? What was it? What was he laying in? Jesus was born in the situation. And if God, see, God had a major plan. If things had happened a little different than they happened, a lot of us would not be able to have an opportunity to be with Jesus. If he had been born in a palace, some of us wouldn't have been able to go in there. Yeah, you get me? Yeah, if he had been born, if God's plan didn't work the way God's plan worked, some of us wouldn't have the opportunity to Jesus because money would be able to buy him. How many know money can't buy Jesus? Yeah, Jesus is bought by our love. See, we don't understand. When we talk about Jesus being born and there was no room in the inn, our mindset, our thought process, that an inn was like a hotel or a motel of some commercial opportunity, some commercial building, but that's not what it was. See, back then in Hebrew and in Greek back then, the inn was a friend's house. The inn was a family member house. That what the inn was. They would go and they would stay with somebody. So when Joseph and Mary was going back to pay taxes, they was going to one of their family members' house to stay in the family member house. But what happened, because they got there so late, all of the other folks who was going to stay in the family member house filled up the house. Yeah. Everybody else got there before Joseph and Mary did. So when they got there, even though it was family, they had no more room for them because all the other family members had got there first. But see, they didn't kick them out. God, in his plan, didn't kick them out under a tree. See, the family member had a stable. They had a place where they kept. They, whenever the shepherd had small sheep, they would keep the small sheep in the wintertime inside the stable. And the manger is what they fed them in. But mangers was considered a feeding place for the sheep, for the young sheep. And the farmers always made sure it was what? Overrunning. They always made sure that it was filled with food. Like God is also making sure that we in the presence of God, he's always making sure we're overflowing in joy. When we're in the presence of God, he's always making sure we're overflowing with happiness. When you're in the presence of God, you can find that you're always overflowing, that you have an overcomer. So my thought process, he's no longer in the manger. He is the manger. And he is overflowing in our life today. You see, let me tell you what Big Mama knew that we don't know today. See, Sister Kim's read my scripture that I'm uncovering today. But she read it in the King James Version, but let me read it in the Easy Read. Do you mind if I read it to you in the Easy Read Version? In the Easy Read Version, it reads this word. And it's Isaiah chapter 19, verse 6. And it says, this will happen when the special child is born. God will give us a son who will be responsible for leading the people. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever. He will be called Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. But do you see, this is what Big Mama knows. Somebody said, what did Big Mama know? This is what Big Mama knew. Big Mama knew that Jesus Christ was God who created man, but he what became man. He created man, he made man, but he stepped aside outside of being God and became like man, feeling like man, walking like man, talking like man, and having a relationship with man so he could understand what we was going through. He can understand what we feel when we feel. He can understand when we feel out. He can understand when we feel joy. He can understand when we feel happy. And he know when we feel joy. He know when we feel pain. He know when we sad. Because he walks in flesh. He took on flesh. He took off his wonderful robe when God said, and he looked down at us in the situation we was in the condition we was in, when he looked down on us like sheep that was heading for the slaughter, when he looked down upon us like sheep that did not know where we were going, he looked at Moses, he said, Moses can't do it. He looked at Abraham, and he said, Abraham can't do it. He looked at Isaac, and he said, Isaac just ain't ready yet. Somebody said, hallelujah. But as he was looking, trying to find somebody, I can see Jesus Christ standing over in the corner, seeing exactly what his father's seeing, looking down on earth, looking down on us, looking down on how we're going. And Jesus looked at the father and said, I'll go. He said, I'll take off my glorious robe. And I put on sinful flesh. And he said, I go. So, Big Mama knew that Jesus, he looked like man. He spoke like man. And he felt like man. And Big Mama knew that I serve a God. Big Mama knew I serve a God that know what I feel like when my back is hurting. So when my back is hurting, I can call on Jesus and the pain would do what? Go away. If you believe in who he is, you just call on the name of Jesus and he could believe in who he is. It says that Big Mama knew that he moved from a creator to being just a little lower than the angel. Jesus was in charge of the angels. But when Jesus was down here on earth, Jesus made himself just a little lower than the angel. When he took on flesh, when he took on looking like a man, when he took on who he were, he took himself down to being a little lower than the angel. He created an angel, but now he is under the angels. What kind of God does stuff like that? Hallelujah. That is what Jesus did. That is what Big Mama knew. But how many of us today know that that is still the same Jesus as he was back then? How many know that he might not be in the manger anymore, but he still is the son that God gave to us? Yeah. That's why Jesus, when he was walking earth, he never called himself God. He said, I am what? The Son of Man, because he allowed himself to be the Son of Man. Yeah. See, he went from being big and almighty. He went from being glorious. He went from being able to speak to the wind, and the wind, until the time came for him to do that, when he was in baby form and not able to mention a word, but in his mindset, in his glory, in who he was, even as a baby, Jesus could speak to the wind. Hallelujah. Come on, get that. Get that. Because he was what? He was God. He was God that loved us so much that he took on us. This day that we're supposed to be celebrate our hope. See, we're not understanding more. On Easter, you celebrate your victory. Because it said what? He got up. Yeah, you get that? Yeah, Big Mother knew we celebrate our victory because he got up. But on this day that we celebrate as the day that he was born, on this day when we got the biggest present that God could give anybody. Look. I don't care how much you spent on the present you gave your loved one. It would never be more important than the present that God gave us. He gave us hope. He gave us an opportunity. He gave us a plan that if we worked the plan, we would have the opportunity to the tree of life. If we worked the plan, we would have the opportunity to have our name written in the book of life. How many want your name or already know that your name is already written in the book of life? Because once you accept Jesus as your Savior, God took his finger and he wrote your name in the book of life. Hallelujah. What kind of gift? What kind of gift can I beat that gift? Oh, some of them might think that a Mercedes-Benz can do it. Ain't no Mercedes-Benz. Gotta be more important than having your name in the book of life. Yeah. They got some new Hummers coming out, you know, electrical ones. And they tell me that they're going to start probably 100,000 or more. But I still rather have my name written in the book of life. Yeah. God said I can drive the Hummer, but I got my name wrote in the book of life. Get your name in the book of life first, and then enjoy all the rest of it. There are some folks that spend more time trying to enjoy the rest of it before they get it. Get it. God wants us to enjoy the rest of it. He wants us to enjoy the nice home. He wants us to enjoy the nice clothes. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to wake up on Christmas morning with a tree that got gifts all over the place. He's got so many gifts that they can't even all go in a tree. That's what God wants his people to have. But he first of all wants you to glorify him. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to do that first. God wants you to be in his house on this day, realizing what he's done for us, realizing how much he loves us, realizing who he is in our life. And like Big Mother understood, Big Mama was to say, yeah, you can open one gift right now after you get dressed, and you'll open the rest of it after we come home from celebrating the gift that God has given us. Somebody give him a praise right now. That is what Big Mama would have done. I'm asking you, Facebook, if you're looking, where is all the Big Mamas at? Yeah. I know there's probably some of them still out there. I'm not talking about there's none, but I'm saying that the spirit of Big Mama is seen to be fading away. I'm just saying we need some more Big Mamas. Because if we had some more Big Mamas in this day, this place would be filled. Yeah, know what I'm saying? It would have been fear. I can see right now, in my spiritual mind, I can see right now, Big Mama walking in and got the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, the great-great-grandkids. Everybody better be in church. There ain't no maybe. You better be in church. That was the Big Mama spirit. See, Jesus was the king of the angels. But he stepped below the angels. God, who created time, took some time to step in time. You get that one? God, who created time, he took time out of time so that he could step inside of time, so that he could slow down time. God was already God. He slowed down time to be birthed and to grow up and to be who he already was. See, we don't get that. Look, God was God. But he put himself in the form of a little baby that's got to drink milk, that got to be changed. He put himself in a position where he was helpless, vulnerable to all things. He made himself, think about that, he made himself a baby. I don't know if how many in here would do that? We can't even get presidents of companies, vice president of company, CEO of company. A lot of time when they call themselves having some big party for their employee, sometimes we can't even get them to show up to walk in the place and shake hands with people. So we can't even get some of these Fortune 500 companies today to load themselves low enough to who they say that they who are doing everything they're doing to get them where they at. We can't even get them to come down and be like a child and have some fun and operate with their employee. We can't even get that, but we got a God who stepped down from the throne and put himself. We got a God who we all want to be in the arms of God, who allow himself to be protected in the arms of his mother. We got a God who sat back and let himself had to be taken care of, had to be protected by his mother Mary. Look at what kind of God we see. See, that's the kind of God that Big Mama knew we had. That's the kind of God that Big Mama had down in her spirit. That's the kind of God that Big Mama knew was important in her life. Because even though we experience things today, and we go back and we wonder, everybody, I always wonder, I think about my mother and I always wonder, how did she do what she did? How did she feed us? How did she keep us? How did she do what she did when you kind of knew back then things are not the way they are now? Because things are the way they are now, we got folks who forget where they came from. Hallelujah. The one thing I thank God for always reminded me, I'm a broad lawn boy. I'm a project boy. I came from the project, but by the glory of God, look at me. But it's only because of the glory of God, not of anything I've done. And whenever I forget, or if I forget that I was a project naughty head, running around snotty, running around in the streets of Broad Lawn, acting crazy. Yeah, acting crazy when I act up. I tell you what, Big Mama, my mama, she made sure I got back in my place. Anybody in here realize, remember that? And I thank God for her. Because I am the man and I am who I am because she did what she did. But Jesus sat back. And he was obedient. Look at, we got kids today. Somebody realize we got kids today who can't even understand how to be obedient to their parents. We got kids today that think they're friends, even though we did it when we was growing up. We think our friends know more than what our parents do. Y'all remember, y'all know what I'm talking about. Your friend tell you something. Your parents tell you something. Your friends told you it was more important, or your friends knew what they're talking about more than your parents did. Your parents been alive for 40 or more years. Your friend is only 9 years old. Your friend is 18, 19, 20. Parents done been through a whole lot. Experienced a lot. Parents trying to tell you what not to do, but you got to experience it for yourself. Yeah, I was there too. We all was there. Trying to tell you how to do it, but because your friends can tell you how to do it, your friends got to be right because your parents don't know how things go this day and this time. Oh, they old. They don't know how things is going today in the world. But God said there's what? Nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new going on that they haven't been through or that God haven't seen. Here's the thing about Big Mama or anybody who got a Big Mama spirit. They might not live it all, but they yield to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, Big Mama could tell you some things because God told Big Mama. And let me tell you right now, your folks, your parents, if they yield into the Spirit of God, they can tell you something because God told them. Yeah. They can tell you something because God told them. Oh, he ain't telling no 9-year-old nothing. He said, they can tell you. 15-year-old nothing, he can tell. 16-year-old nothing, he can tell you. But we today, we're celebrating the birth, the day that we have set aside, the day that we have, that we recognize, the day that we say it in our mind, even though we have, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly when Jesus was born. The Bible doesn't tell us that it was born exactly on this day, but because this is the day as men and women we set aside to celebrate who he is. So let us do that. Let us celebrate who he is. Let us celebrate what he's done for us. Let us celebrate the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't know exactly when it was, but this is what we do know. We do know it happened. We do know he was born. We do know he grew up. We do know he was crucified. And we do know that God raised him from the dead. That is our story. So we have got to. If you don't have a big mama in your life, ask God to give you big mama spirit. If your big mama has come and gone, we need to get some more big mama spirits moving in the world today. Our future, the things God wants us to do in our life, moves by the Spirit of God. It moves by family. Big mama's spirit and the big mamas of our life is who kept our spirits together, who grew us, who kept us connected to Christ, who kept us connected to the Son that God gave us, who was born in the manger, so that we would have an opportunity. See, the shepherds, even the shepherds that who was in the field on this day, who the angels told them about the birth of the Messiah, even if God the Son was born in an inn, even if there was room in his family's house, if there was room in the place that he was going to, if he had got inside of the relative's house, the shepherds even would not have been able to see him. Because shepherds was outcast. They were smelly, they was dirty, and even a lot of the family didn't even want them to come into the house. So even them might have not has got an opportunity to worship Jesus. If God's plan, if he did not work out his plan the way he worked it out. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how low you are. A homeless person can give their life to Christ. The President of the United States can give their life to Christ. From the lowest to the highest, God made it possible for all of us to worship the Son of God, to go in to where he were, to praise him, to glorify him. That was God's plan. And on a day like today, God laid out his plan for us. Hallelujah. Somebody glorify God. Give him some praises right now. Come on, let us thank him for who he is. Thank him for his glory. Thank you for being a wonderful God. Rest on your feet in the house of God. God the Son, God the Father, who gave his life for us, laid down his life. They didn't take it. he laid down. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all. We pray that you enjoy the rest of this day. We pray that you enjoy the rest of Christmas. Spend time with your family. But while you're spending time with your family, share the love of God. Because Jesus is the reason for the season. Gifts are good. A great dinner is going to be great. Spending time is going to be great. Opening gifts is going to be great. But remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.